Alethea Hyunjin Shin, welcome to The Signal.
Thank you.
I want to start with the name of your community art project, the Ungi Project. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
You're very generous. How do you actually say it?
Ungi.
Okay. What does that word mean in Korean? Okay.
Ungi is a very traditional everyday pot that Koreans use to ferment kimchi, which is our very traditional pickled cabbage dish. And we also make soy sauce out of them. So it kind of symbolizes our ancestors' knowledge of how they were able to figure out ways to preserve their food.
So the word ungi is a vessel, a container,
yes,
for something vital to life. Part of the project that we're talking about is these physical containers. Another part deals a little bit more with metaphorical vessels, people being vessels for stories. I wonder if you might rewind and tell me about the history of this community artwork of yours. I mean, what's gone into this and what's the result turned out to be?
So the project started with my own exploration living in Baltimore. And a lot of what I learned and how Baltimore was framed to me was the black and white dichotomy of the city and how that plays into a lot of things that are talked about in the city. So I was just exploring Baltimore, and I was very surprised to run into my own Korean community in places like public markets or corner stores and small vendors. So I became really curious about their stories and how they fit into Baltimore City, and also being curious on why it's not talked about. So it started from there. And then the senior community has been a wonderful partner to educate me about their history and personal experience living in Baltimore.
So as you got familiar with Baltimore, you realized, you know, even though everyone says this city is all about black and white, here are a bunch of people from my home country here. And what's the story of why they're here and what they're doing here and what this place means to them? You mentioned talking to vendors at various markets, but there is a population that you really settled in and did some extended work with. Talk about the people at 425 Federal Street.
So I've been working with the Greenmount Senior Center, which is located on 425 Federal Street. It's a Korean senior center, and they are first-generational Korean immigrants. So they were able to share with me through this project about how of their personal experience, what Baltimore was like back then, and how they managed to live and establish themselves and settle down where there was a lot more lack of support and their own community in the city, and how they were able to make a living and find a home in Baltimore City.
Alethea, I want to talk to you about the age of those people versus the demographic that currently runs a lot of the Korean businesses in the Station North neighborhood, right here where we are in Baltimore. These older Koreans in this senior home, they were residents in Baltimore City. The younger generation of Koreans, the shop owners, the people who run businesses in this neighborhood, are they also residents here in the city?
The current business owners tend to be around late 30s to 50s, and the seniors at the senior center are 60 and up. So from my conversations with them, I learned in the beginning people lived in the city closer to where they worked, but after a time, because of reasons of safety or education for their children, they chose to leave the city and live in counties where they felt it was safer and nicer place to live.
So your it's really interesting. Your observation is that, you know, these are sort of, they'd make day commutes in from the county to run the businesses here in Station North and then go back home to the county. But there's this older generation, as you say, that spent their lives here in the city and are still in the city, right down on Federal Street at this senior home.
They don't live in the city. They live in the counties as well. They come to the senior center for the social aspects.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. And there's also senior apartments that are in the city that they live in.
Tell me more about the time that you spent with these older Korean immigrants at the senior center.
As a younger person speaking to the seniors, I learned a lot how different my experience and their experience was. Many of them moved right around the time where Korea was claimed independence. Korea was a very poor country back then and wasn't developed at all. So many of them moved to the U.S. almost forcefully to find jobs or for economic means. So they didn't have money they were bringing with them to establish themselves. So they're very starting from the ground with no support. And a lot of them, when they tell me, they told me that there wasn't any Korean when they arrived here, and it was very rare to find other Koreans. So that also took part of their hardship in settling down in Baltimore.
I wonder if there's any one particular story that really touched your heart or has stayed with you.
For me personally, I learned how much relationship makes a change in the Korean immigrant experience as they work or live. They talk a lot about how their engagement with their customers or their experience of building relationship is what really helped them to establish themselves in the city. And that goes cross-culturally, cross-race and class. So the common question I asked them was, what is something that you like to tell future generations about your experience, and what was important to you in your lived experience in Baltimore? And many of them talk about how important it is to be able to engage with the people that you're surrounded with and be present in the community that you're in through having relationships with the people around you.
You talk about the difference between these people's experience mm-hmm. and your experience, Alethea. Talk a little bit more about your experience. You spent half your life mm-hmm. in Korea and half your life here in the U.S.
Yeah, so I always felt out of place wherever I went, in Korea or U.S., and so especially coming to Baltimore and being a community artist here, we talk a lot about issues on race or class or privilege and power, but it was framed a lot in a black and white context. So I felt very kind of a little bit lost. And also being an international student, I realized I had that privilege to not engage in that conversation and see it as the United States problem. But then for me, engaging and getting to know the seniors and vendors, I also saw that it wasn't fair for me to say that. And there was importance in playing a part in the community and talk about it, because if you don't, you're just exercising your privilege in a way.
Talk to me about your experience with the Korean community's desire, on one hand, to be part of what makes America what it is, a melting pot, and desire to remain, in a sense, a little bit insular and preserve as much as they can of their own culture.
I think there is a mix of reasons that cause separation, and it's language, culture, and maybe there's a system that perpetuates that. But one of my friends who is a liquor store manager, he spoke to me about how when Koreans first came, because of that language barrier and not being aware of how United States works, it leads them to jobs like the liquor store, delis, because those are the jobs that doesn't really require extensive English. So that ended up becoming their livelihood, because that's the only jobs that are available for them.
Alethea Shin, what do you think the seniors got out of this community art experience, out of the time they spent with you and with each other?
The bigger aspect of the clay workshop was the social aspect. So they really enjoyed being able to create together and just talk about small everyday things and just socialize. They really enjoyed creating the form, ongi form, because it's something closer to home and with cultural value. I think the interviews was a way we reflected together about their history and why am I interested in it and why it's of value for them to share it with me.
Say a little bit more about you and why you're interested in it. I mean, what have you gotten out of this experience? Mm-hmm.
For me, I realized I'm navigating with them and looking for wisdom and also more understanding about my place. And just this idea of Korean diaspora is Koreans are spreading out everywhere throughout globally, and there's a lot of immigrant groups that are like that. So I'm just the world is becoming so much more global, and I feel there is a need to start thinking about identity as a way not limited to this country named Korea, but also thinking about how can I talk about being who I am as a Korean in a global context.
Alethea Hyunjin Shin, thank you for the work you've done in the community, and we'll look forward to this exhibition. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
The community art exhibition Pop-Up Koreatown happens next weekend, April 10th through the 12th, at the Seoul Rice Cakes Building, 2061 North Charles Street. You can find a link to it at our website, wypr.org/programs/signal.